evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/20/2023. And I'll tell you what, wars, rumors of wars, you know, and famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. I'll tell you what, it's just really wild weasel. And if you look at gold and silver, they have been going way up since last week. But now they took a little downturn midday as the Dow went up. So what I'm going to tell you about that is this. The Dow went up, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ did not go up. They went down today. That means somebody in the plunge protection team, which is the Federal Reserve and all of that, has bought the Dow to keep the Biden red China Joe on the trail of, oh, wonderful economics. And, you know, the Dow is one thing, but the S&P 500 is another. So I will say this, it's just really gone totally nuts, totally gone crazy. And we have the submarine, I think the Lincoln, in Korea. North Korea threatens nuclear response. So consequently, we have that ongoing, and I'll tell you what. The thing that bothered me and the information I saw earlier today was that red Chinese hackers, who I warned about years ago, about in 2005, I was giving you the list of the IPs, and I was reporting every single hack attack that I got to the, back then, the Hackers Watch International. But that don't even exist necessarily the same way as it did then. You used to be able to track the whole deal, each one, on my McAfee that I used to have, but that doesn't exist anymore either. All right? You have to go to the one where it shows every kind of attack in the world and that kind of stuff, and it just doesn't show it properly. But the red Chinese hackers, and I told you years ago, but there was a whole thousands of them in the railway station in a building near the Beijing Railroad Station that was hacking everything they could do. You know, they already hacked all of the Social Security. They already hacked almost all of the major medical companies, medical insurance companies. They already hacked the entire United States government personnel records, including all the ones of all you people in the EIEIOs. And even your above top secret ultra black operations and your hit, your assassinations, your hits, your penetration, your whole nine yards, all of it, of all the U.S. military, all of the U.S. Employees, the Chinese got that. Well, now they're, once again, if you remember old Slick Willie's wonderful Hillary, remember there was the big thing when she was involved, they were hacking into all the Secretary of State's and laptops were stolen and all that kind of stuff. Now we got it again. All of these guys, in the State Department, Chinese are hacking all their emails, hundreds of thousands of emails. All right? And then also, you find that they also hacked into the Commerce Secretary. I'm going to tell you what. The United States government is behind the eight ball, or you got Red China Joe, who has gotten paid $1.5 billion through his son Hunter, don't you know, allegedly, all right? This thing is coming unglued, and we don't have 155-millimeter shells, you know? You know, well, we got certain things, though, but we've got missiles. Well, if we get in a shooting war with Red China, the missiles that we supposedly have will run out. You know, all the various types, okay, will run out, air-to-air, air-to-ground, will run out within about a week or two. So we don't have any kind of a motion to get the ocean going. We don't have any kind of thing to revitalize all of our defense contracting. They can't get off the dime. Nobody can get off the dime. If you're going to give all this money for transgender and this and that and the other and all the different things, then what the heck are you going to do? What the heck are you going to do when you can't produce anything and all you've got left is your ICBMs, but then those may have been already taken out by Russian and Red Chinese. Do you remember the Red Chinese hypersonic test? Where it orbited the Earth many, many times for months on end, and then bingo, it went down and then struck a target within 2 minutes, and we didn't even see it coming. Right now, we got P-8 Orions, which are P-8 Poseidons, which are the newest level of the old P-3s. They upgraded into the P-8s, which have the most sophisticated sensoring sensors and radars and LIDARs and this stars and this, you know, all of the sensing equipment to find nuclear type things or any kind of a presence that might be like a submarine or, say, a tsunami type sub. Well, guess where they're at right now? I've been there for today, thanks to my Allegheny crew. The people up there were flying in racetracks around Niagara Falls. The huge power plant area up there. Have the Russians inserted some kind of a nuke into that area? Have they been able to get something into those areas? Or is there a team up there? Or are they looking for possibly some of the mini-sub that are autonomous that have gone into the area? Perhaps from the Canadian side. I don't know. But all I can tell you is, ladies and gentlemen, the worldwide mimic, M-I-M-I-C, when you look at the pictures around the world in the United States, I'm seeing a lot of steered storms and all this kind of stuff. I detect pulsing coming out of what I think is Point Mugu, our base, okay? I also detect it out of Utah in the, you know, the one out there, they call it Area 52 or Area 53, you know, where the above top secret stuff on bioweapons research and all of that is. And I just detect pulsing there. And I also see Lenny balloons that are coming out of South Dakota that are also perhaps steering storms and doing pulsing to create stuff. We have reports last week out of, earlier this week, out of Iowa from good sources up there in Hampton and various places up there. And Dunlap. And they have a source about the tunneling lasers. They said, Hawk, you talked about tunneling lasers in the past. And by golly, we heard that rolling thunder that goes on for minutes and minutes and minutes. And then whoosh, and then bingo, then huge storms come through. Well, that's the tunneling laser I've talked about where they create the vacuum tunnel. They create the vacuum tunnel. Then they use other devices like the HARPS and other pulsing type scalar interferometers would be the best term to use. Kessler howitzers, they were described at one point, but scalar interferometers to then push moisture in systems and cold air in to meet hot air and then send it on through to do these storms. But then they can also, if you look at different things, and we've watched it over the years, ladies and gentlemen, we watched how, quite frankly, the at certain areas, particularly like a Wright-Patterson, they put up, when any storm is coming towards them, they put up a column of energy, not unlike the old woodpecker column of radio frequency energy, and then that splits the storm, and then the spin of the columnar of portion of energy that splits the storm, and then at the other side, after they get past Wright-Patt Air Force Base, which has the little green men still and all the different things, those above top secret ultra black stuff going on. Well, that then after it gets past there, then the storms reform and go on out. It's kind of interesting. You can see that in other places, in other military bases occasionally, and sometimes at cities occasionally. But the cities, you'll sometimes see it. It will go by. It will be somewhere where there's deep underground bases or something like that. Now, the Lenny balloons going down into Nebraska, and then that's also been doing some stuff there, and we're shooting all these things, and then what? You know, I have just a question about the 150-mile-an-hour F-3 tornado or whatever it was in North Carolina. And for all those that have been hurt by that, or you know, or just had the destruction, may the Lord Jesus restore you back to health, and may He take the souls of anybody and bring them to heaven that were killed in that thing. But I'm telling you, that was a short burst tornado that only went a certain area, and then 600 feet wide, or something like that. Well, it hits the allegedly the Pfizer plant, which that Pfizer plant is then one of the key plants that manufactures, and there were 50,000 pallets or something there filled with all kind of injectable pharmaceuticals and drugs and things. A lot of them like the injectable, this is interesting, the injectable antibiotics, all right? And so when we have a time and a period, ladies and gentlemen, where we also have the pestilences, you see how the Lord gave me this as a teaching tool years ago, all right? Wars, rumors of wars, you know? Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. Well, the Pfizer plant, you know, in terms of that, that's going to cause long-term shortages, you know? Some of it's anesthesia, others are antibiotics, other different steerable injectables. So that's been taken out. That's a strike. That is an asymmetrical warfare strike by probably the Russians, okay, or maybe the Red Chinese. I also thought about the possibility that there may have been some information there at that manufacturing plant that might have led to some of the information about the COVID vaccine. I don't know about that. I don't have that exactly. I can't say that is true, but I had a suspicion or a possible thinking about that that might lead to other questions. But certainly for sure, it destroys the availability of medicine, which will then have a hard time being redone quickly. Because you got these plants now knocked out, where are you going to make it? Oh, I guess you can make it in Red China. Oh, that'll be great. We'll make our antibiotics in Red China. We'll say, oh, Red Chinese, hurry up and ship that stuff while we're at war with you, right? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go even more wild weasel, because I think the wild weasel is at work right now, jumping and hopping and going this way and that way and the other way, all right? Oh, man. Now, I also read today on Brother Quayle's site, stevequayle.com, and incidentally, if you need gold or silver, or if you would like to get Steve's new, Lies of Men and Gods DVD, or even get the Mega Drought. The Mega Drought is still ongoing in certain areas of the West and Southwest. And if you look at all the counterclockwise flows keeping moisture off of the Pacific Northwest and off of California, you'll understand why that's going on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I tell you, I have just a bad feeling about what's getting ready to come. I really have a bad feeling about it, much like I did back during the day. During 9-1-1, and prior to that, I started getting a bad feeling about what's coming, and a sense that we're about ready to, something's going to hit the fan, the merda, you know, be French about it. The fact that all of this weather modification and weather weapon stuff is ongoing, I see also pulses coming out of the Russian side of the coin up over the Bering Strait and from up above. But you recall years ago, I told you that during Obama, that quite frankly, Obama brought in the Russian scientists into the mix with the British and the French scientists and American scientists to control the HAARPs, and then as Brother Quayle found out, the 72 other HAARP-like devices around the world that the United States was either owned outright or was controlling on a joint basis with the country involved, and that those were being used. There was a movie called, Geostorm? That was a good movie back about 2, 3, 4 years ago. If you have never seen that geostorm, they use this to control the planet. And it starts out how all of the systems that are in the geosynchronous orbit, the orbiting geostorm satellite or what have you, that is being gooped with, and then you're having all this weird weather appear in different places that should not be. I mean, in the mountains of North Carolina, I mean, that was like, east of Raleigh, I guess. But in that area, that's not an area where you normally have a lot of tornadoes, right? Let alone pop up, hit the plant in those area, just in that immediate area, and then go on. So there is a capability of targeting storms. There's a capability of creating their own weather fronts. I mean, I learned this years ago, and you know, from Brother Steve Quayle back in the 90s, you know. And I don't know if Steve's got any of his book left, you know, the one that he's had for years that was early on in the game, the one that everybody started talking about, Weather Wars, you know, his Weather Wars book. And Unnatural Disasters, that was the title of it. Call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, and get some gold or silver, or ask him if he's got any of the Weather Wars books or any of his other books. You got to get them while he can, anything he's got left, and I'm going to tell you what, because you're going to need the information to tell people of future generations as you're surviving in a cave or you're surviving in your expedient shelter or you're surviving in some kind of a basement or what have you, to tell them why this happened and what was involved and how Brother Quayle predicted it and how the Lord had showed him all this stuff all these years. All right, it's just amazing how far ahead Brother Quayle was, and I thank him for, you know, making it okay for me to come back to Jesus years ago, and it was just to lift my head up and stand behind Lord Jesus. Now, I wanted to say this, is that the sense that I get, and I get this from a recent course of events in my own life, where we were without power for 4 days, and there was a storm that came through, last Friday when I was on air, there was a storm that came through just prior to that. The power was not knocked out in my area during that time, in my specific area. As a matter of fact, did just fine during the broadcast, all the different stuff last week. But then at 2:15 a.m. in the morning, okay, which I was still up on watch, all right, the power grid went down in my specific area of 58 homes, all right? Now, that was quite interesting, and in a swath that just in a certain area. And there were about 97,000 people without power in this area, particularly on the Kansas side, I guess, of Kansas City Metro. So then we had 90-degree heat and for a lot several days over 80% humidity with 90-degree temperatures, 90, 95, 87% humidity. And I'll tell you, it's brutal. Now, we did have, was generator. But what we used the generator for was to, when it finally didn't pop back on within 4 or 5 hours, fired up the generator to keep the food. We have 2 different refrigerator freezers and another freezer. And what we did is we kept the power running, too, off the generator to the refrigerators to save the frozen food and that kind of stuff and the other contents of the freezer. And so, consequently, we were able to do that, but at the same time, only had a small fan, a battery-run fan that I used to cool us down. I also found out I didn't open up all the windows. The house was sufficiently insulated that the house stayed cooler, of course, than the outside temperature. But we had a large amount of trouble, and I'm glad that we had enough availability and that the gas pumps, here's what I'm glad, that the gasoline pumps kept running down at the gas station to go get gasoline, additional gas, because when the Jenny eats it like crazy, we went and we're able to get, another 10, 15 gallon of gasoline to run the stuff on. Well, I'm going to tell you, you never know until you go through the test. I was experiencing that, and then years ago, I thought about maybe trying to get one of them Generac deals to do the whole house. And I think to a certain degree, that's great. However, I think that item, which should be or could be something that was analog, they made it digital, so you could access it from your phone and all of that. Well, I think that, quite frankly, the one where you have to go out and manually do it is probably better off than the one you do it through your phone. But anyway, that's a very expensive proposition, so I never did that because I didn't have 50 cents to go around the block on, and still really don't. Although I am here and sustained by those who are the ones that are with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. That's continually who keeps me and helps to keep me on the air, and I thank all of you about that. The lessons learned from this thing was that, man, in the hot times, it's going to be brutal. It'll also be brutal in the cold of winter. So you better have your firewood stacked up and your fire ring so you can, at least if nothing else, you know, sit in a tent out there by the fire ring and then retire into the house, in your bed perhaps, with two or three different big quilts and, blankets and what have you to keep warm. Or you could heat a brick up and wrap it up in a towel or something like that and put it at the foot of your bed, you know. That's what my mother used to do. She said when they're old, the house on the farm was so chilly in the second floor that her mother used to heat bricks. And that's what her mother did then. I don't advocate that now because the bricks, who knows, the bricks today will blow up or what they would do. But just she heated them and then she wrapped them up in an old towel, old towels, and put them at the feet of the bed to warm the bed up for the kids up in the upper floor. So a lot of lessons learned. But I saved the food, and then when the air came on, boy, you can't believe how it all appreciated air conditioning. So I think the civilization, the two real facts of civilization are, for the most part, refrigeration for food, protection, or for food, keeping it cold and keeping it fresh, all right, or keeping it frozen. So refrigeration, electricity in general, although for lighting, we use lanterns and we use the little little battery-operated little lanterns that you can get for about $4 or $5 out there at Home Depot or at Harbor Freight and places like that, which have the Cobb-type lights in them, and the batteries last a long time, and they're bright little things, and that's how we lit the house for 4 days. I also had the lanterns with the lamp oil, which Lord Jesus talks to you about in Matthew 25. If you don't have it, you better get it. I would get more batteries, nonetheless learned. Need more batteries for those and for other items. Like the battery-operated fan, I needed some more D batteries. I would get a ton of batteries, and if you can afford them and you have the availability to do so, I would get the ones that you can recharge them. You know, the batteries, the rechargeable batteries, you know, that you can put it in a battery charger, renew the battery, and all of that. Now, those are quite expensive. All batteries are expensive, but get whatever you can. And then if you happen to have a solar charging type system, and you'll find some of those advertised on stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. All right, you'll find some of that there. Stay empowered, there's a thing. And there's solar generators and different items, so that you can run your communications or you can run lighting. Some of the bigger ones you can even plug into an RV. All right, there's different types of them, and the bigger solar panels, some of those you can link together and make even more power, and it's not going to be able to plug in necessarily unless you got a whole roof full of them, all right, and dedicated systems that electricians have set up. But you can run some lighting, and you can run your charging of your cell phones and recharge your batteries. run some basic type stuff. You can run your refrigerator or, you know, whatever it is. So I'm telling you that this is a key item. And for me, I was so glad I had the generator and it was there. And it even started raining outside, and I made a little with a piece of plywood. You need 3/4 inch plywood. You need several sheets of it at your home if you don't have it. If nothing else, you can use that to put in front of your windows to, have a bit more protection when the time comes, you see. When it's Outlaw Josie Wales time, you know, when it's, and 10 Bears are getting ready to come for you, all right, or the Comancheros or whoever it might be, you know, I mean, you got to have the ability to defend yourself. 3/4 inch plywood will help you. Sandbags will help you, or even just bags of sand or bags of rocks, different things like that you could stack up. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you can imagine if the Chinese are able to hack all of the State Department ambassadors and all that stuff, the Commerce Secretary, all these things, and they've got everything all taped up. And then they got allegedly Red China Joe. Compromise, don't you know? All right? And it's just crazy. It's just wild and weasel crazy, but the Lord Jesus told you all about it in Matthew 24. Then he gave you the prescription in Matthew 25, Luke 21, and Revelations of Lord Jesus told to John of Patmos. All right? So this central bank currency is going to destroy all the freedom that you've got. It's coming. It's coming, and I'm going to tell you what. That's one thing you can send to every one of your representatives or call them. You can say, you need to stop this central bank digital currency crap and you need to keep us on a cash basis. As far as individual operation, you should try to keep, if you can, cash, you know, and this is going to vary. And I'm telling you, I understand that people don't have money very much. Some do, but most don't. And that's getting dwindling in terms of possibilities a lot of times. But I'm telling you, keep as much cash as you can and use cash as much as you can to do stuff. And then that way, it has a demand for cash and it prolongs the cash ability to use that and to not be tracked. You see what I'm saying? Although there's a way they can track different bills and stuff like that if they really want to, if they can, they can read it. Read the strips on it, that kind of stuff, while it's in your wallet or what have you. They could do that kind of stuff. It could be done on site, and they could see that that was. But it really doesn't that make it that easy to track. But the credit cards and the debit cards sure do. And then I went into McDonald's during this same 4-day period when we were without power because we tried to go up and get some food because we were not cooking as much. And we didn't want to use the propane for every single meal and that kind of stuff, so let's get the Egg McMuffins, you know, and do that kind of a deal. So it's kind of interesting, and less than a mile away is a McDonald's. They had plenty of power. All of the commercial people had power, you know, around me, and I just wonder if they didn't take our 58 homes in this one little area, take our power down to give it to the commercial customers across the pond, so to speak, in an area where there are restaurants and some businesses and that kind of stuff. It's just amazing all the lessons learned. Just quickly, I'll tell you another one. They say they brought in all these people from all these outer states to do it. They said they're working 16-hour days and they're working feverishly to help you and blah, 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 blah. Well, this incident with a 100-mile-an-hour derecho, supposedly this derecho junk, means somebody created a storm and sent it at you, I guarantee you that, in my opinion. Allegedly, in my opinion. But what they had is I saw not far from, less than 3/4 of a mile from my home, I was going down through that area, and behind a, near a motel off the highway, there were 40 of these trucks from out of state, all these different power company trucks, 40 of them, all the guys are out there drinking coffee in their vests, you know, the safety vests and all that stuff. And it was almost, it was after 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're sitting out there. No assignments. They could have turned on power for 58 people by just going less than 3/4 of a mile from where they were at. They could have turned on 58 homes. Meanwhile, the local power company's spokesperson was saying, oh, these are tough things. These are one and twosies out here, and 3 or 4 homes over there, and 5 homes over there. And we're working overtime. They really weren't. What I got the feeling was they brought all the people in, but they're paying them, a time and a half or extra time to come in to do stuff, or double time, but they didn't want to pay them for the additional hours, perhaps, of overworking overnight, that kind of stuff, to do it like in the past, the previous power company did, when Kansas City, in one October, there was an ice storm, and this is back, maybe 95, 96, 97, somewhere in there. I don't know when it was exactly. But when I had traveled on the road, when I came home, there was piles of trees in every yard, in almost every part of the city, in every yard, up 4 or 5 feet high of all the trees and limbs that broke. That was the entire city, and back then, we had power in less than 4 days than they had during this time period. So I'm trying to think that maybe some of these power outages and all of these storms are generating are to teach you that climate change is here and you must give up all of your power and all of your freedoms to the World Economic Forum, you see. You must give that all up and go to the central currencies so we can prevent you from getting any more than 10 grams of beef per day. I know the Italians have an expression. I won't say it because the people know Italian will tell you what I'm saying. And to all my Italian friends out there, there's some good ones that are fans of the show. Well, anyway, I don't know what to say to you other than I had a lot of lessons learned, and I hope other people are learning them, but then there are people learning them by losing their life and losing their homes and that type of thing and these tornadoes and what have you. And I'm going to tell you this. There is high probability that a lot of these storms have been generated by different HAARP-type devices, scalar interferometers. The Russians are doing it, and the Russians, believe me, they're in their overture period already. The Red Chinese are in their overture type period to where they're doing sabotage and having train derails and this one and fires of plants and tornadoes that take out major drug manufacturing facilities, just like Pfizer. There's all kind of stuff like this going on. And meanwhile, they're indicting Trump for how many times they're going to indict him? 17,000 times they'll indict Trump. But then Red China Joe, more and more comes out about him and Hunter were doing their dirty deeds. And more information was put out. Another FBI 1023 was put out that Grassley, out of Iowa, up here, Senator Grassley, he released, kind of getting tired of saying, oh, it's just Grassley's opinion or the MAGA's Republican opinions and all that. And he released that, I guess, this morning or whenever. And it proves that there was the Pittsburgh office, according to William Barr, was the one that were assigned to look into certain things for whatever reason, I don't know, but they were, and this 1023 was generated showing how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, when he was the vice president, were involved with these Burisma executives and all these different things, and that's back when Red China Joe was on tape, on videotape, on the television that's been shown years ago a couple times, and then much more after that, where it showed him at the, I think it was the Council on Foreign Relations meeting, and he said, I went there to Ukraine, and I had $1 billion to possibly give a thing, and I was in control of it under President Obama, gave me control to disperse the billion or not. And I went over there, and there was these people investigating. A certain prosecutor was investigating this Burisma company. And, well, son of a bee, I told him not to, to better get that guy off the track. or they wouldn't get the $1 billion. And then he says, right in the meeting, he says, son of a bee. He says, by golly, they fired that guy that afternoon. Ha, ha, ha. Well, he was talking to his CFR buddies. Cats on Foreign Relations buddies. New World Order types. All right? And he was talking about them when he was the vice president. Well, he and Hunter, it's proven that he and Hunter allegedly were getting money from the Burisma. Millions of dollars. So you got a crooked president, allegedly. His son, he's a cop. Oh, they, Secret Service, they blew it up. Oh, they just threw it away. Set the coke in a little bag on fire. You know, nothing to see here. So they got all of this information on Red China Joe and Hunter and his Red China's brother and all the whole families, all these millions of dollars, where they have documentation of it just from Red Chinese sources. But there's all the other countries, Romania, the Russian oligarch's wife, who was the mayor of Moscow, whatever, wife, gave him $5 million to Hunter. Okay? All of these different things that are not being prosecuted, and you got a crooked FBI. The FBI are the crooks now. Oh, you got some good people down below in the trenches, perhaps, but they're led at the highest levels and at their assistant levels, deputy director, all those kind of things. All that is Luciferian. Luciferian communist pieces of crooked crap, all right? And they got Ray, he's gone back. He used to have like about $100 haircut with the bouffant, all right? Being a Yale man, maybe he switched a little bit too, who knows? And then he had the bouffant hair, and then, at least his number two guy, you know, Bodie Bodich. Malibu Bodie, he had the big gel hair at that time. Well, Bodie probably still got his gel in place, man. Tough looking. But anyway, Ray, the last time he testified, kind of went back to a modified bouffant. So he dropped down to probably, in D.C., probably a $75 razor cut. Okay? I mean, it's been a long time since I had anything like that. My guy just uses clippers, you know, and scissors. But anyway, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting worn out and awfully worn, and I do thank you for all your well-wishing cards, letters, et cetera. Thank you very much for anything you have contributed to keep me on and keep me going and to keep me in the game, striking Lucy with the ball bat. Right between the eyes. Well, that's kind of interesting. The Nunemakers have done marvelous work with all of the tribes in Indochina, the Montagnard tribes, the mountain tribes in particular, and then they were making the Bibles and the songbooks in the various languages and what have you. Now, I would tell you what, keep contributions going to them. There is fighting by the governments of those countries to try to keep that stuff out of the hands of the Montagnards. But I'm going to tell you what, in my opinion, if there's a way to get it done, the Nunemakers do it. And anything that you can get to them is more than welcome. More than welcome and is needed. And you can send that to Indochina Bible Projects, or just say Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And may the Lord return that to you 10,000-fold. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to say to you other than that if I was thinking about it, and you're seeing that Chinese hackers are able to get the email of all these U.S. ambassadors and all the different secretaries of commerce and all this stuff, and that the Russians jet was going in, and we had to lock our fire-controlled radar on against the Russian jet in Syria. We also find out that that in terms of nuclear protocols and preparedness, that Canada is apparently reviewing all of their nuclear protocols and war plans and what have you, whether something is hit in Europe or something is in the United States or in Canada. But I would tell you what, the Canadians, the bastard son of Fidel, you know, Trudeau, and he is, let me just, so for people who might be new, his father was Prime Minister Trudeau back in the day. He used to like to run around with young starlets and rock music chicks and all kind of stuff like that. His wife got tired of all that business. She took a vacation, as a lot of Canadians used to do, took a vacation into Cuba, all right? Because they have great beaches and the hotels are still there from when the mob owned them and all that. So there's a semblance of all this fun stuff down there in great beaches. Warm climate in the Caribbean. Well, she went down there and met old Fidel Castro. And I'm old enough to remember when Fidel Castro came to New York City and was on the Jack Parr show. It was on the Jack Parr Tonight Show before Johnny Carson, right? And I remember seeing him and all of that business. And then after that, you had Bay of Pigs and all the, you know, it's just a all a mess. But anyway, she may have stayed a little longer time and have taken a liking to old Castro. Because old Fidel's bastard son is sitting right there in Canada today, old Trudeau, the kid, all right? And he's had his bet because out in, you know, British Columbia, you know, places out there, you've got a lot of red Chinese troops that were in their BDUs, in their military clothing, jogging through parks and stuff. If you remember the video of that. And then there are certain corporations and companies that the Canadian oil, rather than go down the pipeline, which Biden canceled, you see, most of that oil now goes to the West Coast and is sent to China, all right? Or a large portion of it is. And then that gets us back to the fact that Red China Joe sold almost all of this pre-supplied oil that's in our emergency stockpiles, used to be down the old Hackberry salt domes and all of that stuff. Down in Louisiana, all right? The emergency supply of our oil for wartime, okay? All that's been sold off, but Trump had replaced it completely at a low price. But all that's been sold off, you see, to Red Chinese. A large portion of them went to Red China. So you can see the whole deal. And America's targeted to go down. And there are still great people in the military, but not at the top levels, not at the command structure levels. And they're loose and buried up, just like all the other EIEIOs. Although the good people in the intelligence community now are starting to fight back. There's a few good people in, and a few of the retired, some of the different ones that are still plugged into the game are beginning to fight back against the Luciferian, communistic, tyrannical powers that are taking over this planet. I'm telling you. But the military is liable to get stymied. We can't replace. Nobody's volunteering to go. Even families that have had volunteers to the U.S. military since the Revolutionary War. Every year since, and every generation of their sins has fought on behalf of the United States. They're telling their kids, don't join up. I don't want you to join because this is not what we were for. okay? So that's what I'm going to tell you. There's going to be a time of trouble when the hypersonics go boop, 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 or maybe little kids do nukes that EMP the whole United States grid first. And that'll nobody will see that because that'll just drop right down and kaboom over, you know, Nebraska or somewhere. And take out the entire power grid. And then I was thinking about the 4 days. Because I'm going to tell you what, I'd sit up at night a little bit and look out the window and also sit out in the garage where I could monitor from an open door outside under a little 3/4 inch plywood range shelter. You know, I could monitor the generator. But you can better believe that old Hawk had a firearm and a holster on him, you know, at the ready. A long gun, a driver at the side, and a 9-iron or a pigeon wedge, you know, sitting right there on the table or in the holster, all right? So consequently, if this thing goes all wild, we's all over the place, and the power grid goes out, you're going to find out, just like many of you found in storms and these things now, the tornadoes and the Carolinas and all over the place. And then the derechos, like hit Kansas City or Kansas side of the Kansas City area. All this stuff. All of it. And in California and Florida, the insurance companies are not going to do any more homeowners insurance. They're backing out of the markets. And then the reinsurance, you know, like Swiss Re and that kind of stuff, they're no longer going to take the reinsurance for any of these big disasters. So Florida, California start to have a lot of trouble. Other places, I think, too, possibly, that have had a lot of natural disasters, so-called unnatural disasters, Brother Quayle would tell you. Consequently, you're seeing the veneer stripped away of society. I was talking to people during when the 4 days of my power outage, I was saying, you see, each little thing, the little veneer, that little layer of society gets stripped off. And then people started getting really anxious and goopy, and then the people even driving in cars started getting goopy. And then you see the uptick in the robberies, you see the uptick in the gun shoots, and all the different stuff. And I get reports from all over the place. Like, or people just going around and they just drive by and just shooting people for the heck of it, you know? Wars, rumors of wars. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. And what did Lord Jesus call them? All these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. And just wait and see. They're still trying to get in a war with Russia, all right? Still trying to get in a war with China, although I'm going to tell you what. The Red Chinese, they had a report today, I guess, out of the Pentagon or somewhere, and they were, or maybe it was on the Congress in a meeting there or something, but they were talking about how far ahead the Red Chinese are and how large their military is and their budgets and all the stuff, and even though we increased budget. Apparently, the Red China increased the budget of the military for Asia and that kind of area. Well, the Red Chinese, their entire thing was for them. And you know, if you go back and look at it, Nixon and Kissinger opened up Red China in the modern era, and then ushered them into other forms of the world, and they got, you know, different things, the commerce. Stuff where they were made a portion to that and all of the different things, and their industry started booming, and they started moving factories from the United States and textile factories and mills, and all these things started going to China, and furniture production going to China, and this one going to China, and that one going to China, and then General Motors, you know, making cars, and Boeing, and all these people sent all those factory jobs that used to be in the United States. Send them all to China, okay? Send them all to China. All to China, and then we built that military. Well, guess who, if you remember, was the first ambassador to Red China when they opened it up? George Herbert Walker Bush. And if you remember the old Idaho Observer article, you can remember that there's a picture of a certain family called Scherf, S-C-H-E-R-F-F, Scherf, in Germany, with old Mother Scherf, and there was Prescott, young Prescott, and then a younger Otto Skorzeny, who was Hitler's favorite commando. And this information is based on his Otto Skorzeny bedside testimony or whatever. When he was living in Florida not that long ago, when the Idaho Observer did the article on it, and they had the picture, and it was based on his testimony about it. And there is Prescott Bush and all these different people. There's Martin Bormann and Dr. Joseph Mengele. All right? I mean, this whole thing is just a weaving through history of all these people involved in all that crap. And then the sheriff's allegedly, and there's a move, and a very quick move into it, and then they pop up in St. Louis, Missouri, which is where George Herbert Walker Bush's brother lived. Originally was St. Louis, Missouri, but then Prescott goes on to become, you know, a senator from Maine, right? But there's alleged possibilities that there was a collaboration between him as an assistant for a while with Tesla, and that the a certain thing called Curious George, you know, was like a monkey in the comics, you know, the movies, Curious George, you know. That may have been George Herbert Walker Bush when he was with his daddy, Prescott, and may have been around and messing around in some of the Tesla labs for a short period of time. Anyway, all that's just a little side venture for you. I believe it was the Idaho Observer, about Otto Skorzeny's confessions near where it was time, near his death. I mean, it was before he had died. He was meeting with different reporters. But anyway, it talks all about it. And I believe that's still available. It used to be available on the Internet. Although, I'll tell you what, I've lost a lot of laptops in the course of time since I first saw that. Blown out, different stuff. Even the bigger monitors from the old days. We used to have a little bigger desktops. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. It's getting to be pretty wild, but I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you have not repented of your sins and asked Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then I suggest you do it pronto, quick. Because I'm going to tell you what. Like Brother Quayle said in his special the other day, Jesus is going to be the one that saves your butt. All right, he's going to be the one that you're going to have him in your life to get through what is getting ready to come. Power in the blood of Jesus. Do you hear me out there? And for the Lucy's out there, I'm going to tell you what. When Lord Jesus comes with his archangels and angels, and probably Greg Evenson Chapman, I'm going to tell you, I can just see him coming with him. When he comes, he's going to clean your clock. He's going to take on your 200 million man army at Armageddon. He's going to send you all into the fiery furnace. Let me tell you, you're all going to be sent straight to hell, and then the righteous will get to experience the beauty of the return of the true Messiah, Lord Jesus. Not the fake Messiah that's mourning right now, where he will be overlaid. The Antichrist will be overlaid by the Lucy himself. All right? And then I will say this to you as well. You're going to see the aliens appear. You're going to see the spacecraft appear. They're talking about that again and again and again every day now in the Congress and different stuff. You got a congressman, I forget his name, from Tennessee, Burchard or Burchette or something like that. And he's talking about how he's just saying, hey, U.S. government, the U.S. military, the Pentagon has got an alien craft and alien dead bodies. So that's finally coming out, okay? So So you got to know that this is the time, this is the season. We don't know the exact time that these events are going to happen, but we know the season. We know the season of the whole deal, and this is already what Jesus said. We're in the beginning of sorrows. In the beginning of sorrows, that means it's going to get a lot worse. And if it were not, God were not short for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. That means everybody on the planet would die, all flesh. But I guess there'd still be robots, huh? Oh, man. Don't get me started. You want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted, believe me. Easiest is Federal Reserve notes or a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Keep old Hawk in the game and throwing the baseball bat right in the nose of the Lucy, okay? And I'm going to tell you what. Somebody just sent me something here. Delta Airlines leaves passengers on plane for 4 hours with no air conditioner in 111-degree heat inside the plane. Just really interesting. All of this stuff is just no common sense to it, no other than the veneers are coming off. All those parts of society is starting to disappear, and you're getting down to the raw edge, and you're getting down to what they used to say in the furniture factories in North Carolina. I used to hear them say, "The coal man's a coming, the coal man, C-U-L-L, the coal." The guy would say that your piece of the wood or your dresser or your nightstand or whatever it is or your sofa didn't pan out the way it should be, and they're going to send it back and you didn't get paid for your piecework until you fixed it, all right? The coal man. Well, there's other people say it's cutting time, all right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's the wild weasel time, the cutting time. The coal man is coming to try to take you away. You see what I'm saying? And meanwhile, all the stock market's up, and they say the unemployment's low, and then the inflation is much lower. But I said on Friday, if you figured inflation the way they figured it back in 1979 or 1980, the inflation rate in the United States would be really approximately 12 to 15%. Don't go anywhere, loose spirit and knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, for your ranch, for your farm, for your business. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're ready out there, Fandango Rangers, but I hope that the MMV will strike blows against the enemies of this constitutional America, Bill of Rights America. Road and track, little L, God bless you. You're doing great. You're doing great. And your ninja ways are being featured, I believe, but stay up on your studies whilst you do that in the Muay Thai. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare. Go out and prepare. Good night.